And it's not until I stop and say, what is my vision for this business? What am I actually trying to create? What is my mental picture of the future that I prefer for this business? What do I want to see it develop into? You've got to have a vision for your life, career, or business. Otherwise, you don't know if you're succeeding. Welcome to Inspiration Rising. I'm David Trotter, a business growth consultant passionate about helping women and men double your business online, all without the paralyzing overwhelm, feeling all alone, or wondering what the heck to do next. I'm a serial entrepreneur and former pastor who's passionate about personal growth because that's what's helped me cultivate peace in my life and empowered me and transformed me to love my amazing wife, Laura, of 26 years, and our two almost grown kids. So if you're all about business, personal growth, and peace in your life, you're in the right place. I'm super glad that you're here. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Inspiration Rising. Well, this week, I was looking through a bunch of photos on my computer. And my guess is that you have folders like I do, right? Folders and folders and folders of photos of past events, kids, all kinds of things, your puppy dog, whatever it might be. Well, I came across some cute pictures of our kids playing soccer. And I remember when they first started playing sports that the concept of winning was completely foreign. They just ran around kicking the ball and hopefully it would eventually go in the net. I remember our daughter on the way to games or practices, she'd be in the back seat, so cute. She's got her pink outfit on and little bow in her hair. And I would be trying to get her fired up. Right? I'd be like, okay, Waverly, here we go. Be aggressive. Be aggressive. Daddy, stop. Just stop being silly, Daddy. Right? The best part of the whole process of the game, everything, was the after game snack. Yeah, it was the oranges. It was the Capri Suns. Or when the unhealthy family brought snacks, aka ours, we brought Oreos. Everybody loved it. Okay? And then along the way, they started to realize that there was something more going on than just running around. There was something powerful about working hard as a team to score and to ultimately reach their goal of winning. Now, in sports, it's absolutely clear who wins, right? It's the team or the person with the most points. Let me say that again, because I want to make sure you get this. It's absolutely clear who wins in the game of sports because it's the team or person with the most points. Now, what about in life? What about your career? What about your business? What does winning look like in those contexts? Now, some people have carried over the concept of the most points being the most money, the most toys, right? He who accumulates the most toys wins or something like that. It was on a bumper sticker at some point in time. I don't know. Okay, I'm not talking about beating someone else. I'm talking about having a clear way to know whether or not you're succeeding at whatever you want in life. I'm not telling you what you should name as a win. I'm just encouraging you to think about what does it mean for you to be winning in your life, career, or business? Now, I believe that the first step to succeeding or winning in any context is to make up your mind. Now, if you listen to episode 135, I talked about accomplishing so much more by making up your mind. Now, this whole idea of making up your mind, I love using the metaphor of make up your bed, okay? When I was a kid growing up, right, mom would yell at, make up your bed, okay? And why would she call me to do that? Well, a lot of studies say that making up your bed is actually the first step in having an organized day, a clear day, a day where you're accomplishing things. It creates a sense of serenity in your room, a sense of organization, all of those things. In the same way, that is true when you make up your mind. I don't mean the traditional way of making up your mind to get stuff done. I'm talking about cleaning up your mind in the same way you would clean up your bed. You clean out the negative things and you declare a powerful, positive attitude for the day. Make up your mind, okay, in the same way you'd make up your bed. So you got to clear out all those negative false beliefs and lies that you might believe about yourself, others, the divine, the world, whatever it might be, and you're going to declare a powerful positive attitude. That's the beginning of your day. That allows you to then make up your mind in a more traditional sense that you're going to get things done. Yeah. First step to succeeding, you got to make up your mind. We talked about that in episode 135. If you want to go back and check it out, go to insporising.com/make up your mind, or it's in the show notes, the link as well. Now, today, I want to talk about three reasons why naming your wins is so important. First step, make up your mind. Second step is to name your wins. Okay, three reasons why naming your wins is so important. Number one, if you don't have a clear win, meaning if you don't know what it means to cross the finish line, to accumulate the points that you want to accumulate, to be the winner of that day, you're simply meandering in life, meandering in your career, or meandering in your business if you don't have a clear win. Now, let's imagine, here's a great example. If I started a business because I love to bake, so I'm going to start a baked goods business, and I try out new recipes, and I bake, and I give things away to have my friends taste test, maybe I have a logo made, maybe I even go so far as to make a Facebook page, maybe even a website, maybe then I start to sell at some local farmers markets, and I start having fun, and then somebody says, well, Dave, what are you trying to do with that? Like, what's the point? What's the win? Yeah, is it just for fun that I'm doing that? Because if it is, then it would be considered a hobby. And that's totally fine. It's enjoyable. If it's just purely for the joy of doing it, it's like running around on the soccer field and maybe the ball will go in the net at some point in time. But I believe that you have a calling, a vision, a passion in your heart to do something in your life, in your career, or in your business that is requiring you to name your win. Otherwise, you're simply meandering through your existence. Yes, you want to have fun, but you also want to do something significant in your life, in your career, or in your business. So if you don't have a clear win named in those categories, you're simply meandering. Now, there are seasons where they're more productive perhaps, and other seasons that are more meandering because you're recuperating, you're having a time of self-care, of transformation, of growth. Yes, 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 I get that. But even during those seasons, you can identify what the win is. Now, when you hear me say win, don't hear me say accumulating a certain amount of money. For instance, our family, a very clear win for our family is to sit down at the table, I would say 5 nights a week, to enjoy dinner together and share our highs and lows. Now, in the home that we're living, we live in a pretty smaller home in a really nice neighborhood, and it's original 1950s layout, and the dining room is so small that we ended up creating a sitting area out of it, and we eat at our coffee table. Yes, yes, we eat at our coffee table. The TV is not on. We sit there, we eat, we enjoy. Some of us are sitting on the couch, some of us are sitting on the floor. We have done that for 3 years, at least 5 nights a week, sitting there enjoying dinner and sharing highs and lows and connecting with one another. That is a clear win in our family. If that goes away, like we know, whoa, we're not winning. That's part of our formula of winning as a family is having that dinner and enjoying being together in that context. Okay. So for you though, if you don't have a clear win set in these different contexts of life, I'm going to challenge you to say you're just meandering. Yeah. Number two, if you don't name your wins, you spend time in reaction to everything that comes your way. So not only are we meandering through life when we don't have a clear direction or a clear win, but we're spending our time reacting to all the things that are coming in our direction. What do I mean by that? Well, someone needs you. Okay, so maybe it's your kid, maybe it's your coworker, it's a family member, a friend, and all of a sudden they're asking you to do something, to pitch in some way. That could be good, right? I'm not saying it's necessarily bad, but if you're spending all of your time in reaction to doing and helping and being kind of the one who's meeting the needs of other people, are you actually winning at the things that you want to do in life? Now, you may feel needed or validated or valued in some way by meeting that need, by jumping in and being the one who solves the problem at work, works late, takes on the extra project, whatever it might be, picks up after your kids all the time instead of them taking responsibility for their own life. Yeah, that's living in reaction to other things that are coming your way. And if you don't name your wins, it's easy to just spend our time reacting to all the people around us. Another way that we spend our time reacting is to only work on whatever it is that we want to accomplish in our life, career, or business when we feel inspired or motivated. Oh, I'm just not feeling real inspired. I'm just feeling kind of down right now. Oh, I just don't feel like it. I feel tired. I'm just not feeling motivated. I'm going to wait until I feel motivated to start writing that book I want to write. I'm going to wait until I feel inspired, until I create that website that I know is going to help me launch my business. I'm going to wait until I feel like I'm in the flow before I start painting again. I'm going to wait until I feel motivated. You see where I'm going with this? You're waiting for some internal feeling to come up so that you can then react and take ground on whatever it is that you want to accomplish or win at in life, career, or business. Another way that we oftentimes spend our time in a reaction to what comes our way is by copying what other people are doing. I'm copying their framework, their thought process, their methodology, whatever it might be. And this is usually to do in business. And so if you're just taking these bits and pieces, these tactics that other people are using to grow their business online or through ads or through challenges or through certain, right? If you're reacting by copying what they're doing, well, then you don't actually have your own plan. Then you actually don't have your own clear finish line of what it means to win in certain areas of your life, career, or business. Okay, so if you don't name your wins, you spend your time in reaction to everything else that comes your way. And then number three, in order to name your wins, you must have a vision for your life, a vision for your career, or a vision for your business. Otherwise, you won't know if you're succeeding or not. Like, take my example of the baked goods business that I started a while back. I'm kidding, of course. Started a while back, as in a few minutes ago. If I'm just going to the flea markets and I'm selling baked goods every week and I'm kind of just selling and I'm kind of having fun and I'm playing with it, well, then I don't know if I'm succeeding or not because I'm just meandering, just reacting. I'm kind of just running around the metaphorical soccer field hoping that the ball gets in the net. And it's not until I stop and say, what is my vision for this business? What am I actually trying to create? What is my mental picture of the future that I prefer for this business? What do I want to see it develop into? Maybe you want it to just be at one farmer's market twice a week, and that's your vision, and to bring in an extra $300 a month. Okay, maybe that's the vision and goals all combined. If that's the case, great, let's go after it. Let's set up some wins so that you know that you're accomplishing that. But if it's something different, let's go in a bigger, different direction. You've got to have a vision for your life, career, or business. Otherwise, you don't know if you're succeeding. Well, what does it mean to have a vision? Well, it means to get serious about closing your eyes, getting in touch with that deep sense of passion and calling within your heart and saying, what is a mental picture of my preferable future? What do I want to see? What is a snapshot in time that embodies what I want to experience in life? What is it? Right? Once you have that visual picture in your mind of what you want to accomplish into the future, then we can work to set goals to help you experience that vision, to allow that vision to come to fruition. So let's just say that my vision is I want to be known in my city as the go-to place for cupcakes. I want to be known as the go-to place for gourmet cupcakes. That's my vision. Like, I see it. I see my logo. I see people getting excited about it. I even see people wearing t-shirts on it. I see a mental picture of people. The mental picture is a mom logging onto her computer, ordering the 50 cupcakes for a big birthday party. Why? Because I'm the only logical choice when it comes to savory, beautiful, amazing cupcakes in my city. That's the vision. Oh, awesome. Great. So now that you have that vision, you can set goals to help you move in that direction. And the goals might be, I need to quit baking out of my house and start baking in a commercial kitchen. Goal number one, start baking in a commercial kitchen. Great. Goal number two, get a website with social media connected to it. Right. These are just big picture goals, right? Goal number three, get a backdrop for my setup at the farmer's market. Okay. Goal number four, right? You see where I'm going here. Well, in order to do all of those things, in order to have a goal of starting to bake out of a commercial kitchen, there would be multiple action steps in order to reach that goal. Well, number one, research commercial kitchens in my area. Number two, look at the prices online. Number three, tour the top two or three that I want to be a part of. Number four, right, go and actually set up a contract. Okay, that's just the action steps to do one of the goals. Now, when you have a vision, and when you have clear goals, and when you develop these action steps, now your wins become so crystal clear. What are they? They're the action steps that allow you to reach your goals. The big picture win is the vision, of course. All right? Now, I'm going to tell you that every day, my day is driven not by motivation, not by inspiration, even though the podcast is called Inspiration Rising. My day is driven by my win list, okay? I'll call it a to-do list, action step list, whatever you want to say. It's the list that resides on my computer. I'm looking at it right now that has a list of things that I need to do in order to win. How do I know that I'm winning? When I check off these items, all right? And every one of these items is an action step that leads me to a goal. Every day I'm focused on my win list. And at the end of the day, when I complete 3 to 5 items on that win list, I'm like, yes, today was a great day. Why? Because I knew I crossed the finish line. Now, just because I didn't get something done doesn't mean I lost, all right? It's not like I'm a loser all of a sudden because I didn't finish a certain win. I'm just saying that when I see the wins clearly laid out, I know how I'm gaining traction in my life, career, and business. And if you don't have a vision for those areas of your life and you don't have goals, then you're simply meandering. You're simply running around on the soccer field hoping that the ball goes in the net at some point or another. And I don't think that you want to live your life that way. No, you have a calling, a vision, a passion in your heart. You have something that you want to experience or do in life. And that's different for everybody. My wins are not your wins, and your wins are not my wins. Like, there are certain things that each of us are called and passionate about doing. For me, I love helping frustrated business women double their business, grow their business online, get clear about what it means to go after a certain target audience and develop a great product or service and really deliver with satisfaction. And I love the mental, mindful transformations that go on in those business people's lives, in their minds and lives through that process. It is just so fun. It fires me up. Well, I have a vision connected to that. And I have wins that are connected to that. How about you? How about you? Where are you at in life? What are you thinking about in terms of your life, your family, your career, or your business? What does it look like to be winning every day? Unless you have it written down, you won't know whether or not you're actually finishing what you set out to accomplish. You won't know if you're winning or not. Now, if you're listening today and you have a side hustle, or you're a solopreneur, or you own a business of some sort, no matter what the size, I want to invite you to register for a free workshop. Okay, it's called 5 Deadly Mistakes Sucking the Life Out of Your Business. 5 Deadly Mistakes Sucking the Life Out of Your Business. It's absolutely free. You can sign up for a day and time that works for you. It's at insporising.com/workshop. That's insporising.com/workshop. All right, it's a free training that I think will help you as a side hustler or a solopreneur or a business owner as you're thinking about what it means to move forward your business in the months ahead. Now, no matter what you do with your time, whether you're a mom who works from home, a dad who's on the road all the time, if you are on unemployment right now, whatever it is, I want to challenge you to start naming your wins, meaning writing down whatever it is that you want to accomplish in your life, your career, or your business. And once you name them, then you can start going after them. I believe in you, and I believe in the vision that God has placed in your heart. Hey, congrats on listening to another episode of Inspiration Rising. Why congrats? Because you're pouring education and inspiration into your mind and heart. And that's something we all need if we're going to grow our businesses and reach our goals in life. Now, if you enjoy Inspiration Rising, do us a favor. Share it with a friend. Take a screenshot of your favorite episode and text it to them. Tell them to search for Inspiration Rising on their favorite podcast app and click subscribe. And if you haven't already, be sure to sign up for Inspo Text. That's our daily inspirational text messages. Just text me right now at 949-401-6090. That's 949-401-6090. Just say, "Hey, Dave, what's up?" You'll get an automated reply with a link where you can add yourself as a contact. And of course, you can always unsubscribe. I want you to know today that you're inspired, empowered, and loved. Not because of the way you feel or what anyone else says about you, but because that's your true identity.